All right, this is just a quick announcement. We want to remind you that for the next 2 weeks, for June 21st on Father's Day and for June 28th, we will continue to be meeting in the church, and we're asking everyone to wear a mask, and we're asking everyone to stay 6 feet apart. And so we want to encourage you to, if you feel comfortable, to come and to join us. But after those, the next 2 weeks, we're going to be making a change. And I want to show you what that change is going to be. We are going to, starting the first Sunday in July, through the rest of the month, we are going to be meeting right here in the church parking lot. And we are going to be using this space right behind me, from the poles over to the grass. And we are going to use that space to praise the Lord together. And so our worship center will be right out here. And so unless it's raining, we will be meeting out here. We're still asking people to keep 6 feet of distance, but masks are not required. They're optional. If you'd like to wear them, you can. You don't have to, though. And we're encouraging you to bring your own chairs. Bring your lawn chairs, whatever makes you comfortable. Come on in and just set up anywhere where you feel comfortable, and we will have chairs available if you don't have chairs or don't want to bring chairs, or if you're really uncomfortable and you want to just park your cars along the poles and just roll down your window and listen, then we invite you to do that too. And so we're excited about this new thing, and so for the whole month of July we'll be meeting out here together. We will have bulletins with the music on it so we can all sing together, and we're just going to enjoy a wonderful service outside. So that's our plan for the month of July. If you have questions, please contact us. And if we do end up moving back inside because of the rain, if it does rain during July, our old rules will still apply. So masks will still be required. And so we'll still be keeping our 6 foot distance. And so just keep that in mind. But we hope that you're excited about this. We're excited about it. Be praying that the Lord draws more people out, and that we worship with one voice together, praising our one God and the one faith and the one baptism that we share in Jesus Christ. Hope that encourages you. Hey everybody, it's good to be back with you. I want to thank everybody who prayed for me and my family as we just traveled over to Wisconsin to celebrate my parents' 45th wedding anniversary. For those of you who are curious, my dad is doing, his health is doing really well, and so we're very happy about that and praise God for that. And we're happy to celebrate with my parents. I want to take today's video and talk a little bit about anger. Now, anger in and of itself, primarily, not all anger is wrong or sinful. It is appropriate for us to be angry about unrighteousness and a lack of judgment, and justice, that's what I meant, to be angry about people's contempt for God. Those are things to be angry about. Jesus showed us those in example. But anger, often as is portrayed in us, is something that can easily overwhelm us. And today, especially, there's so many things to get angry about, whether it be protests, whether it be Black Lives Matter and how they articulate their message or what their message is, whether it be governments and the role of governments, whether it be our governor or it be the United States or the Supreme Court, or whether it be pandemics, what should be done, what shouldn't be done, or whether it be flags, how flags play in, and how do we respect them, and how do we protest, how do we do all kinds of things, and there are things all around us that we can get angry about. And unfortunately, our so-called news channels know that gossip and conflict bring in more viewers than anything else. And I think as Christians, sometimes we forget that. We forget the fact that many, many things in the world, whether it be magazines or TV or news, many news outlets, they're specifically emphasizing gossip and conflict because there's something in us that's drawn to it, that's drawn to be angry and judgmental. And over the last few weeks, I have experienced in person and on the internet many people venting their anger in ways that are not good, that will not bring us true satisfaction or peace, and certainly are not fit
for those who call themselves a child of God. And so I want us to look at two verses in Ecclesiastes. In Ecclesiastes, I want to start in chapter 7, verse 8, says this: "The end of a matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride." Let me say that again. The end of a matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride. Now, here in Ecclesiastes, we're reminded not to get caught up in the moment, which is what anger depends on. It depends on instant reaction. It depends on respond right away. It depends upon, don't wait for the facts, just go. Don't wait for time to settle things. Don't count to 10. React. See, we need to remember that when anger starts to stir up inside of you, we need to remember and hold to the fact that the end is better, is more important than the beginning. We need to have a perspective that holds and considers not just the moment, but the end, the consequence of the moment, the future. In light of this, we must remember that patience is better than pride. This is the argument that the author of Ecclesiastes is making. But why? I mean, why is it better to be patient than to be prideful? I mean, have you ever had one of those moments when your pride just swells within you and you just kind of explode over something? I know that sometimes it happens, when you're watching the news or when you're watching some kind of protest, it could be, or something that you see as unfit. I had this friend once who got into this. Him and I got into this big fight over something really big in the moment, but over time proved to be insignificant. And I gave in to my pride. I exploded on someone I called a friend, only to find later that my pride and anger had forever destroyed a friendship. I sacrificed years of support, encouragement, and friendship for a moment of pride. We need to remember that the end is better than the beginning. We need to remember to respond to things in light of eternity. The exhilaration of that moment was soon gone for me, but the misery continues on. Patience is better than pride because, in part, pride considers only this moment. But patience considers the future. Patience is willing to allow God to be the judge. Patience is willing to allow that maybe in my emotions, I'm not seeing things or feeling things correctly. You see, pride will destroy friendships and marriages and all kinds of bonds over things that over years will prove themselves to mean very little. But patience endures. Patience will not give up the future for a moment. Friends, we need to remember that God is patient with us. And so we must also learn to be patient with others. We must also learn that the end is better than the beginning. We must learn that patience is better than pride. Psalm 37, verse 8 says, "Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil." So the author there is saying, hey, don't be overcome by anger and don't turn to wrath or to the expression of anger, basically, the unrighteous expression of anger. He says, don't fret, don't panic over it, don't allow it to consume you. Here's why. Because it only leads to evil. Then Ecclesiastes continues in the next verse. We read chapter 7, verse 8. Now I want to read chapter 7, verse 9. It says, "Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools." A person who has not learned to control their anger, their temper, will show themselves to be fools. For anger, according to this text, resides. It lives. It has made residence in our lives and hearts. In the hearts and lives of fools. Proverbs 15:18 says, "A hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel." If you are a person who has allowed anger to control you, to live in your heart and life, if you are a person who is often overcome by a moment instead of living for the future, then know that you are forfeiting, you are giving up a better future that God intends for you by allowing anger a place to live in your heart and your life. Instead of living in the moment, learn by God's grace through the power of His Spirit and the truth of His Word that God can develop patience in you so that you are not forfeiting your future for the present. So you are not forfeiting what God has for you, whether it be a relationship, whether it be a peace, for a moment of anger or pride. So that you can, by God's grace, no longer be a fool. In this time, with the protests, the racial tension and inequality, with the divides in this country over politics, especially in a presidential primary season when it's so ugly. With the coronavirus, there is so much to be angry about. Just listen to the radio this morning. It was all hate, anger. Remember the words of God. Remember that anger is not your friend, but it is an enemy of yours who is living within you and striving to destroy you. Don't just say, "Well, I'm just an angry person, or I just react to things. That's just who I am." That's not who you were reborn to be. It's time to evict anger and short-sightedness, and to learn to trust in the Lord as the good judge and a faithful provider. To learn to be patient. To long for godliness and the life that God desires for you, rather than settling on anger living in your life, on pride controlling you. James 1, 19 through 20 says, "Everyone," speaking to Christians, "everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." Friends, do not let yourself be controlled by anger and pride, for it seeks to dwell within you and to destroy the future that God has for you. Let us remember to be patient. Let us remember to trust in God, to develop in us through, again, the power of His Spirit living within us and the truth of His Word that instructs us. That the end of the matter is better than the beginning. And patience is better than pride. Let us be willing to take a breath. Maybe to turn off the TV or the radio. Let us be willing to be people who are not controlled by anger. Do not allow anger a free key to our heart. Instead, are people of God who would rather have God's righteousness living in and through us. We'd rather have God's future for us than the moments of regret that our anger and our pride lead to. Keep praying for me. I'll keep praying for you. Talk to you later.